At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
I'll say the best punch I've seen thrown, and I've said this before, this dude Chuck, we were friendly. I knew him. We weren't quite friends. Anyway, well, we all hung out at the same bar. There's two new dudes that we don't recognize. They're just sitting in the corner having their own conversation. But Chuck was one of those guys that always looked for trouble, even if there's no trouble to be found, right? But Chuck could find it and create it. So, like anything, every once in a while, you're trying to remember something, and then you kind of stare, right, to get your memory going. And I guess the guy, like, glanced at Chuck as he's trying to remember something. It's, I mean, it was the most harmless thing in the world. But Chuck takes this as the opportunity to now make a scene. So he goes up to this guy, and again, it's these two dudes just sitting there, and Chuck's like, what do you have for you staring at, man? Right? And the guy's like, what are you talking about? It's like, man, you were staring at me. And the guy's like, look, if I was staring at you, I apologize. I didn't mean to. I'm just talking to my buddy. The guy was real cool, did not want any kind of confrontation, but Chuck is not going to let this go. And I remember there's four of us sitting at one of these round top tables in the back, and we're watching this all go down. Chuck keeps talking and talking, and the guy is staying cool the whole time, like, hey, buddy, look, I don't know you, man. I wasn't staring at you. Again, I apologize if I offended you. I'm just trying to have a beer with my buddy. Chuck says something else and puts his hand on this guy's shoulder. And the guy says, look, man, do yourself a favor. Do not touch me again. Chuck's like, or what? And when he says, or what, those two syllables, he does the poke in the chest.
Yep.
Or what? So guy, and it was a slow get up, right? It's not like the guy popped out of the stool, glances at his friend, just kind of like, stands up and punches Chuck in the stomach. And I mean, man, this punch was so vicious and so fast, and my buddy Hollywood swears. Now, when Chuck got punched in the stomach, the Chuck's forehead and his toes met on the other side of this guy's elbow. I mean, he just
got folded,
dropped him, man. And now Chuck's on the ground. The guy sits back down again, starts drinking his beer, and we're looking at these two guys, and we go, look, we got nothing to do with Chuck. That's just what Chuck does. He's like, I get it, man. Just, I don't want to do that, but that's what had to happen. So now his buddy finally speaks. His buddy's been quiet the whole time, and he goes, fellas, my buddy, he's an amateur boxer. We're like, oh, that explains
great
it all.
Great punch.
It was
because you would never think to punch someone in the stomach.
No. Dude, no. It was, I mean, so only a
boxer,
fast.
Only a boxer would do that.
Dude, and correct. I'm telling you, it was lightning fast. It was so precise. And I mean, Chuck just, an amateur, yeah. Not professional.
That's what I'm saying.
He's like, he's
I have never seen a fight where someone tried or attempted a body shot. I mean, maybe when you're on the ground. But like when you're standing toe-to-toe.
Everyone's going head-to-head,
I've never
right?
seen anybody try to hit like a, you know, a kidney shot or a stomach shot.
Yeah, he didn't go for his face, man.
I've never also seen anybody throw an uppercut while you're still standing.
No.
Well, most
maybe
people
you got him in a headlock.
Yeah, most people in a fight, you're just, adrenaline's going to dump. You're just going to start swinging.
You're going for the face, whatever. Yeah. But this guy, I mean, hit him in the stomach, and I mean, just crushed him.
How long was he down?
He was down, I was honestly, about 3 minutes. Think about like a full boxing round, like ding.
Now, did he get up and apologize to that guy?
No, he got up and sat back down at the table, man. I mean, like he didn't want anything to do with this. Because the amateur boxer was really, he was a nice guy. He was cool. And like you said, man, look, I don't want any trouble. Chuck kept doing it. So finally, I mean, he just leveled him, man. And I'm telling you, again, this is an amateur boxer. But the difference, I don't know how boxing is not considered a martial art. Like the speed and precision with which these guys hit is so different than a normal person, right?
But boxing's not considered a martial art?
I don't believe that it is.
No,
you've got
kidding.
Karate, taekwondo, all this stuff, but I'm telling you, you know, you can watch boxing and think, well, they're just throwing punches, and they are. But if you understand, like, the speed and precision with which these guys throw, like, it's not normal, man. Like, you could never, ever, ever, ever in your life go toe-to-toe with even an amateur boxer. They will beat your ass.
Who threw the punch? Why was it thrown? 206-803-ROCK.
And if you don't believe me, ask Chuck. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Strippers and ball rippers, bitches.
Hola.
Hola. So I go over to my buddy Paul's house. This guy's going to be coming over, and he owes me a bunch of money. And my buddy Paul is like, look, dude, you cannot lay hands on him. I mean, literally, my girlfriend will come unglued. Don't lay a finger on him. I'm like, yeah, no problem. So the dude comes over. And he's all cocky, thinks he's all smart, sitting there grinning, laughing about everything. And I'm like, look, dude, you need to pay me or you're going to be severely regretting it. And he's, yeah, he's bigger than me. He's looking down on me. He's like, what are you going to do about it? And I just nodded my head back and slammed him in the nose, dropped him like a wet rag, looked at Paul and went, dude, never laid a finger on him.
Did you ever get paid?
Eventually, yes.
How much money did he owe you?
It was about $1,500, but I was selling blow back in the day.
So he basically just kind of fronted and didn't. It took all the money and wasted it.
Yeah, he was a decent front there for like the summer, and then fall came around and I don't know, he spent his money, whatever, but he wasn't, you know, paying back to recoup. And I was like, nope, done. You owe me money, pay me.
Look, man, well, I have a belief, all right? Now, it doesn't matter if you're big, if you're small, whatever. If you're buying drugs off of someone and you owe them money, that person who's selling you drugs, they can beat your ass.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding. Oh, yeah. Anyone that is slinging drugs, like, there's something about them where they can take you down. I don't care if it is
a dwarf. My buddy had an ounce of weed. I can't remember what he paid for it. Or he didn't. He got it fronted. And somebody stole it at a party.
Oh,
and I mean, it was significant. I can't remember how much money it was, but it was a lot of money at the time. And he's like, he didn't know what to do. Like, he was just absolutely
sweating,
effed. I mean, because it was like he had 6 8s.
Oh.
So I was like $25 a pop. So, you know, he owes this guy a few $100.
Right.
And this guy was not messing around. Apparently, this is like a fraternity brother of his that was kind of a badass. Kind of like a Jersey, just meaty, you know.
Did he ever get the money? Did he find a way?
I don't know, whatever. I know that Jeff never sold weed after that.
Oh.
Like, because that was the first time he'd ever done it. Because the guy, because they were frat brothers. He's like, dude, you can move some weed there. And he's like, all right, I'll do it. And then he, you know, showed everybody his weed when he got home.
All eight
roommates. Look, man, you guys want any? Well, maybe when we get some money, you know.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, the entire ounce is gone. Or what was left
of it.
That's
brutal.
Who threw the punch and why was it thrown? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, well, I went to a school, a big school in Poland, and one year my family moved and wound up at a little tiny school with nothing but rednecks and hillbillies. And they didn't care for me much. There was this one guy, and I'm about 5'8", 120, maybe 125 pounds, soaking wet. Not a big guy. There's one kid in particular. He's relentless, queer, homo, you know, gay. He loved to use the homosexual F word, which I don't think I can say. Just all the time. He was just, I think he was emboldened by having his friends around because he was not a big guy. And one day, walking from the main part of the school to the gymnasium, he got right in my face and started using the F word again. And I was having a bad day. I just cocked back and I punched him in the face as hard as I could. And only person I've ever punched in my life. He went down, started to get back up. I didn't want him to get back up. I came down from above on the top of his head, hitting him in the head. And I didn't necessarily mean to slam his face into the concrete that hard, but...
Like you said, I didn't necessarily mean to.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't necessarily mean not to either.
I didn't mean to inflict the damage that I did.
Okay.
He came up, blood streaming down his face. He wound up, he had a broken nose, two fat lips. He had raccoon eyes for like 2 weeks. But on my end, I ended up breaking two of my knuckles doing it.
Oh, poor guy.
Hey,
did he ever call your names again?
He never made eye contact with me again.
Yeah.
Yeah. His friends never gave me crap after that. Not at all. Nope. I definitely made my point. But, you know, the funny thing is, 5 years later, I came out of the closet. So technically he was right.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. Did you say 5 minutes later? You said, like, you know.
5 years.
Oh,
five years.
5 minutes would have been really funny.
Yeah, 5 minutes.
You know what?
All right.
I beat him up.
I admit it.
Yeah. By the way, gay guy just beat your ass.
Hey, okay. Well, I got to ask. Do you want to go out?
Yeah. Not beat your ass. I have to admit, it was quite satisfying. I got my point across.
Yeah, wow. Man. Anytime you take down a bully, it's super satisfying. I don't care who you are, what the bullying is about. If you take him down, it's like,
yeah, he's kind of right, you know. But still,
I have to tell you what, that guy broke off a nice curve there.
I know.
Yeah.
Right. 5 years later, I came out, so he was kind of right.
He might not have been the brightest, but
well, the way he started it, saying all the other terms, can't use that term anymore. I was like, please don't. And then he's like, well, I'm actually gay. I'm like, I mean, if you know, it's like, I don't know. Now I feel glad I did say anything. Who am I to tell?
Oh, God.